The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 14th chapter. Now when Jesus heard about the beheading of John the Baptist, he withdrew from there in a boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them and cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is now late. Send the crowds away so that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said to them, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." They replied, "Well, we have nothing here but 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he said, "Bring them here to me." Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves, gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds. And all ate and were filled, and they took up what was left over of the broken pieces, 12 baskets full. And those who ate were about 5,000 men and women and children. There was a Hallmark card that I saw in the store that had this story on the front of it. Jesus was there standing on the hillside, and he had a couple fish, and he had a big basket full of loaves of bread, and the crowd was shouting questions at him. "Is that bread gluten-free? Do those fish have any GMOs?" Yeah, I think it's funny because I do eat gluten-free, and a regular piece of wheat bread isn't enough. We who are used to living with plenty of food have the luxury of choosing what we eat. So in contrast to that, listen to this poem by David White entitled Enough. Enough. These few words are enough. If not these words, this breath. If not this breath, this silence. This opening to the life that we have refused again and again. Until now. Until now. Enough. I can only imagine that when dinner was over on the hillside that night, the men perhaps laid down on an elbow and just smiled. The women had a look of relief on their face. The children asked if they could be excused to go run and play with their friends. And the good shepherd, well, Jesus smiled, probably, because everyone had been fed. Every one of those 5,000 mouths had had enough to eat. Because it's what Jesus did, you know, God was a provider. And before the meal, the story says that there were crowds there and Jesus had compassion on them. He cured their sick. He listened to their stories. The man with the bum knee, and the child with the sprained ankle, and the woman with the tired look in her eyes. There was ample love and sufficient healing, enough for each one. God provides. What a God. And then the disciples, being fully human, got worried. They said, "Jesus, it's getting late. Send the people away. I think there's a McDonald's still open in the next village. They can go get their own dinner." And Jesus turns the tables on them and he says, "You give them something to eat." "Well, Lord, we've only got 5 bagels and 2 mackerel. And Jesus says, "That's enough." Think about your dining room on a holiday. Someone comes to you and says, "Do you want seconds?" Or when the waiter comes around to your table in the restaurant and says, "Can I get you some dessert?" And you push back from the table and you said, "Oh, I've had plenty. I'm full. I'm satisfied." The story in Matthew 14, verse 20 says, "All ate and were filled. Each one was satisfied." It's a verse that we might skim over because so often we are, right? We go to restaurants and we get this huge plate of food and we usually have a take-home box. There's plenty in our pantries. We get enough, and yet for those people, this was probably the anomaly. It was unusual for them to be satisfied in their bellies. But all ate and were filled, and God provides abundantly. So think about for you for just a moment the things that God has provided in abundance. Family, friends, love, grace, forgiveness, a place to worship, work, play, golf, your boat. I mean, any one of those things could be good, but everything, my goodness, God provides 12 baskets full. God is a provider in excess of what we need. There was a pastor friend of mine who was having lunch with some of his youth, and in order to get them to understand God's bounty and to slow down, he said, I want you to do this as you eat your lunch. Do it prayerfully. Chew slowly. Savor each bite. And as you eat, pray that God will bless that food to your body so that it will nourish your body for the activities that you have this afternoon. And they ate in quiet reflection. And then afterwards, one of the students said, you know, you're right. Usually I just chew fast and I eat in a hurry. But today, as I ate that Palisade peach, I saw the colors in my bowl. I saw the juice running around the bottom. I felt the fuzzy skin of that peach on my tongue and the flesh, the meat of that peach. Oh, it just melted in my mouth, he said. And you know what, Pastor? I decided that the kingdom of heaven is a peach in my bowl. And everyone laughed. All ate and were filled. It's what we want, right? You and I want to be satisfied. That's our desire, and God provides. But somewhere along the way, my friends, we've moved to think that enough is not enough. And we have to have the 12 baskets left over. Because much or more is better. Not just fast, we need faster. Big is fine. Larger is superior, and supersized, well, that's just the best. Computer speeds, we find it in. Car accessories, big gulp cups, plate sizes. Enough is not sufficient. Excess. Excess is the ultimate, and we forget that one beautiful peach in a bowl, oh, it's just perfect. It's all a matter of perspective, right? Just a matter of perspectives. The disciples say to Jesus, we have nothing here but 5 loaves and 2 fish. What if they had said, we have 5 loaves and 2 fish? When we look for abundance, we see abundance. When we look for scarcity, that's what we find. And the truth is, how many of us are still hungry at the end of the meal? How many of us still wonder, is there really going to be enough adequate for me? I know among even the members of this congregation, perhaps some of you in this room, we live from paycheck to paycheck. And when we go to the grocery store, we have to wonder, do I have enough to buy the bread and the ground beef? Do I have enough? And in our community, our brothers and sisters attend the community kitchen meals and visit the food pantry at House of Neighborly Service. Many, many, many people in the world never have enough. 1 out of 9. 1 out of 9 people is chronically undernourished worldwide. If I had 9 of you stand up, 8 of you could sit down. You had plenty in your fridge, and 1 does not. And as Reverend Matt Skinner points out, the Bible doesn't say if Jesus did a redo of this meal the next night. It only says he fed them once and then he went off again to pray. They were satisfied one night, but when they went home the next, maybe they looked into an empty pantry. And he was on down the road, right? He was down to the next town, looking again at the man with the limp and the child with the sprained ankle and the woman who was tired. And hungry. But who was left behind? The people who had been fed. The people who had been fed. So I just wonder if part of this story is to tell us that God provides abundantly. And we who get fed Are we then called to feed? Not in excess, but just enough? What if we were to always trust that God had already provided us the resources and the skills to make a difference in our community, to make a difference in this congregation, to make a difference to our neighbor? You might have heard about Slow Food, the event that they just had in Denver. Let me tell you about Slow Food. Began in 1986, McDonald's actually wanted to open a franchise restaurant at the base of the Spanish Steps, and the Italians were not pleased. They gathered, but instead of bringing their protest signs, they brought bowls of penne pasta, and they had a meal in front of the place where they were going to build a McDonald's. And they began to say, we don't want fast food, we want slow food. Food that has come from this place, from this land that people can connect to. Food that is fresh and healthy and good for all. Food that has been produced under fair conditions by farmers and then is good for those who eat it. Those are still the principles of slow food today. And today, over 100,000 members are part of the Slow Food Organization in 150 countries. And it is enough. As American cultural anthropologist Margaret Mead says, never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it's the only thing that ever has. I mentioned the Glory Garden. And years ago, that started as an all-church event that we were so proud that we wanted to feed the hungry in our community. And today we're struggling to get volunteers. I do not say that to produce a sense of guilt in you. I'm just asking a question. Is that something that we still want to do? And if you have thoughts about it, come and talk to me. Because we're still hungry. And there are people who are hungry. And maybe when God provides, God trusts that we can do the same. And maybe when we then provide, it will be enough. Amen.